When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And I want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to everybody for coming in today. All of our Twitch help. It was Matt, I believe, that helped us out today. Mm-hmm. And Mattanaya, thanks for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Thursday, December 12th. Gage Workman is not a bad prospect, Mully.
No, I said he's 6'4", a really
202,
good.
But he's 25 years old.
He's older, but he's a guy that could make the team. And I'm looking at it. If I'm Miles Mastroboni, I'm feeling a little nervous.
Okay.
That's what I said.
I know. We're going to talk about him. His traits are interesting.
So why are you saying that I wasn't? I brought him up for that reason.
I thought you brought him up only to look
to make
at his name.
A workman joke? No.
Yes. He's workmanlike.
Yes. And thank you to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
Say ya. See ya.
And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work, as always.
Ay, ay, ay.
And, hey, we got Marshall Harris. He's right here. I can see him.
Hello.
And he's with this gentleman here. This is Dan Bursey. It's Dan.
It's a love-hate relationship.
What's up,
guys? What'd you think of the big trade? What'd you make of the big trade? Is the big trade going to work?
I think maybe. I don't know.
It's better than the last big trade they made.
Yeah, they didn't get fleeced.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
I think so. I think they got more chances to be right than they did in the three-team deal that they got such a limited return on.
I think they have a higher floor in this, too. I just think there's enough players who at least project to be potential everyday players, if not stars. And on this team, maybe everything is accelerated.
I've been fooled by the whole projections thing. When you trade away a player of that caliber, get as many lottery tickets as you can, because that's really what we're talking about here.
Well,
they got
four guys that fit into their top 14. That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is, but that's what they are. They're scratch-offs, whether it's injury, whether it's just lack of development, whether different things happen. I've just seen so many baseball trades over my lifetime that have gone not well. How many times do we look back at a guy who ends up being a star and see that he was traded early in his career and see what it was, and you're like, this looks awful in retrospect. And that's why I don't get too hyped about a trade when
that's
it
smart.
Happens.
I think that's smart, because going back to 2016, you look at that deal, there was a lot of excitement when they traded Chris Sale over Kopech, what Peter Gammons said at the time.
Yeah, he said he was going to win multiple Cy Youngs.
Yoan Moncada was the number one prospect in baseball
at the time.
So your point's well taken, Marshall.
And two other guys.
Hey, by the way, ESPN has a story out now about Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're on it.
Yeah, about the Bears being the most attractive job, according to the group that would meet regularly, but they were unlikely to consider Belichick. And they expect that the Bears are going to target Ben Johnson. That's according to the people that Bill Belichick was apparently talking
about. Yeah, that's Seth Wickersham report. Yeah. That is going to be our 11 o'clock focus today. We absolutely are all over that.
Congratulations to Kevin Warren for being right about saying it was the most desirable job. And you have a group of that stature agreeing with you. That validates what you were saying. But also...
Or they're saying it after the fact.
Shame on him, Kevin Warren and company, if they did not at some point reach out to Bill Belichick
to have a conversation.
You got to have a conversation.
They had 2 weeks to reach out.
You have to have a conversation.
Missed opportunity.
You got to have a even if you're like, I don't know if that would work here, Harbaugh, you have to have a conversation. You can't be on this high horse to believe that, well, we are the Bears and we can't talk to people about. No, when a guy's won as many Super Bowls, and correct me if I'm wrong, that's more than anybody. As Bill Belichick, I know he's older, but man, have a conversation. At least that could help you with your self-scout, if nothing else, because the self-scout is off last time I checked.
What does success look like for Bill at North Carolina? We discussed this earlier.
To be a year-in, year-out college football playoff participant.
Yeah, I would say
that's it.
Perennial playoffs. Yeah.
Win the ACC to start because you're in automatically, right?
That's one way to do it. I don't think they necessarily have to win the ACC. I can see them taking on better teams. You know, everybody
compete for a title.
Everybody schedules a power four
national title.
You're not bringing him in to do anything other than be a viable national title.
How do you define relevance?
Yeah.
You know, is it for winning
that
the
program?
ACC for that program?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you win the ACC, if you're winning the ACC,
but he didn't take that job just because it's that program. He took that job with designs on winning it all.
Yes.
No question.
I like doing it in the ACC or the Big 12 a lot better than I like trying to do it in the Big 10 or the SEC. As you already see the problems that those conferences are going to have, whether it's the unbalanced schedule, just the gluttony of teams, just too many teams that are good that you have to deal with every year. You could kind of take an easier path, but if you recruit right and get good players, which I assume he'll do after seeing the team that he's already pre-assembled, I love the move for Bill Belichick, especially after reading the article that David mentioned.
Before you guys get out of here, I just want to quickly mention how much I enjoyed the tangent of talking about basketball geographical street game translating to styles, and I miss that so much. It's gone now. There's no playground legends anymore. And I loved, part of what I loved about being around pro basketball for a long time and traveling with teams is hanging out with scouts and coaches and bars.
Yeah, I totally
being at hotel bars with veteran NBA scouts.
They're such great people.
Oh, the great storytellers, and they know everybody. They don't forget anything. They don't forget a face, a name, a place. And all of these stories that I heard, and you're right about Philly. And we always heard it with Chicago ball about where Derrick Rose, who could never evince a foul. Derrick Rose is always terrible about showing that he was fouled because where he grew up, you don't call fouls.
You just win it.
And what happens is the AAU circuit, an organized travel ball at younger and younger and younger ages, has taken out this evolution, this siloed sort of Galapagos Island Finches Darwinistic evolution.
I love Billy saying in New York,
and he said when it's point game. And the other thing that I used to talk to scouts about was before the game was fully globalized, scouts would look at players from specifically soccer first countries. Mm-hmm. I know Nigeria and a lot of the Eastern European countries, Brazil, et cetera, where these kids would jump with their arms down
because
of soccer.
You're going to get called on a head ball because you're shoving a guy.
Exactly. So it was all arms down jumping, and they couldn't rebound.
Right.
And it, And it took forever. And finally, you got these guys who just grew out of soccer and eventually had to be completely retrained. It's like when you jump, you shoot those arms in the air. And now they're all being subsumed by the travel leagues and the five-star international camps.
I was taught to jump for head balls.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
My elbows up. So you could come up behind a guy.
And hit him,
And you could, whack him in his back with your elbows.
It'd be hard to rebound that way.
Right.
But you didn't look like you put your, if you put your hands on a person.
That's going to be a foul.
It looks like you're shoving them or you're using them to get higher.
Which I had to do because I was short. Where I had to climb up guys' backs. Yeah. But that is, I miss that in basketball.
Yeah.
I really do. I miss regional.
Billy Donovan describing the New York City experience.
It's so awesome.
Or when you need a basket, made you think about what would your, like in Indiana, you're not taking the ball to the basket. You're shooting it.
Yeah.
And side of the barn.
Your childhood game. Yeah.
Yes.
That's funny because in Alabama, it was whatever you were best at is what you were doing. If you had the ball in your hands,
the rules weren't like in Chicago, it was make it, take it.
It's make it, take it.
So it's the same thing. So then you learn to score.
If you're shot, if you get open and you can shoot, fine. If you can't shoot and you know it's game point, you don't want your teammates mad at you, you create a play for somebody else.
And in Philly, the idea of on the rim live ball.
Yeah, that was always the case.
There
were tons of Philly players. Like Philly was known for boxers and for like monster rebound guys.
Tough, strong guys. Yeah. Your question about Australia is really interesting because Giddy is remarkably instinctive. He's just so soft.
It's like he never learned to play defense.
He's just so soft. It's like he doesn't care.
It doesn't come across as being unwilling, but as much as he looks like he's unable.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not in his nature.
It's not instinctive. And it seems like he's big enough. He certainly has he has the body. He could play better defense, but he's a liability. And he's not going to be on the court in closing time, I think, until he consistently overcomes that.
Unless they're down, maybe. Oh, no, Io can play. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're right.
The guy that taught me basketball had a saying, anybody who can play offense can play defense.
I don't know if that's true.
anybody.
I see enough bad defense to not know if that's quite true.
But it can. He said anybody who can play offense play defense.
I mean, would you say Zach LaVine can play a serviceable amount of defense?
Yes.
And he has improved that aspect of his game a lot.
Yes, yes.
So he's not one-dimensional.
He's also trying to get out of town, David.
Well,
so
but that process, I think, began even before he was trying to do that.
All right, I could ask you what we need, but Studs is waving to break. So,
all right, we're all good. We got Charch and High Noon and Matt Bowen and Pete Futek. We're all set.
All right, guys, have a great show.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.